Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brandon Lee, drummer for the band Tribulence, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna. Crank it up.
Everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock. Man, we got it all. I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support, because I have hard rock drummer, Mr. Brandon Lee of Tribulence on the line. Brandon, welcome to the show, man.
Jim Madonna, what's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Brandon? Brandon, first of all, I want to say thank you so much, man, for contacting me and wanting to do this interview. You know, when you submitted the information, I had listened to your music and I was floored. I was like, oh, man, hardcore, hard rock. You know, I says, I got to reply to this email. And, you know, man, it's an amazing, we are talking about the album Aftermath of Lies, man, and we're going to play some songs on that album throughout this interview. So I just want to thank you, man.
Yeah, right on, brother. Like I said, for giving me the opportunity as well. The album's pretty solid. We're pretty proud of it. And like you said, it's pretty straightforward. We call it just straightforward in your face metal. Yeah, we're proud. Production's well. CD songs are written fairly strong. We're good, brother.
Why don't you go ahead and start by giving the listeners a little bit of history about who Brandon Lee is?
Yeah, well, Brandon Lee is a Italian, New York bred, Tucson, Arizona boy, born and raised. I've been in the music 1983, 1984. Heard Motley Crue, Stryper for the very first time, and I was hooked. That whole LA scene was coming on, and all through my teens, that's all I did. That's all we did, was just immerse ourselves in that LA music stuff.
So when you started, you've got, like I had stated before, we're going to concentrate on the album, The Aftermath of Lies. However, there is an album prior to that.
Yeah, that's correct. The band's actually been around since 1993, and their debut was a full length album called Trials and Tribulations, and that was released in 93, and that did really well up in Europe. I believe it was a top 10 CD on the metal charts up in there. A little bit after that CD, around 1998, they recorded in a 5-song EP called On Trials. So, yeah, those two CDs are out there. We actually have the Trials and Tribulations CD for sale at all our shows and on our websites and stuff. So if anybody's interested in going all the way back to 1993, we've got them available.
Well, why don't you go ahead right now, and since we're talking about that, why don't you just go ahead and tell the listeners where they can purchase your music?
Yeah, I believe the CD itself is getting a national release May 5th. So coming May 5th, I think some of the sites right now are restricted just to the single that we have released right now. But as of May 5th, you'll be able to get it nationwide on all the music sites, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Anywhere you can buy music, you should be able to find the album.
All right, cool, man. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Oblivious with Tribulence on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. are with Brandon Lee of Tribulence. And Brandon, I just want to let you know, man, dude, that is just a great song, man. Well arranged, well written. You know, you're a hard-hitting drummer, man. And, you know, I can hear it in all these tracks. I've watched a couple of your videos, man. And, you know, you play from the heart, man. It's solid. It's awesome stuff, man. And I probably sound like a robot, but, you know, through each one of these tracks that we play.
Cool, man. Thanks. That's a big compliment.
Ah, man, you're welcome. Let me ask you this. You know, as a drummer, as most musicians, they're inspired by people. Who really inspired you to become and want to pursue drumming and become a drummer?
My inspiration goes all the way back to about 1983. And one of my major, major influences, and probably the reason I do play drums today, is Robert Sweet of Stryper.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, Brandon, I know those guys personally, and I'm telling you, you can't ask for a finer group of guys. And Robert is just a total trip. I mean, Robert just does not stop. He's always putting on a hell of a show, and he's still doing it today, man, after 30-plus years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's amazing. I catch a lot of his videos on YouTube, you know, just from these recent shows and last tour and stuff, and it's amazing the stamina that guy has.
As we all know, Facebook, Twitter, other social media sites, they've come to be a very important part of the music industry today. What is your personal thoughts on social media? Give us some pros about social media, and then I'd like to see you give us some cons.
Man, that's a deep question. I think social media is where it's at. I think that's where it's going. I think internet radio programs like yours and music programs and stations that play music, I think that's the next wave of the future. I think radio stations, as we know them, as big corporate broadcasting systems. Yeah, for sure, man. And we concentrate really hard on trying to hit that market and saturate that market without trying to overkill that market at the same time. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want it to get to the point where we post so much continuously that people just scroll through it because it's like, you know, oh, there's another photo of Tribulence. I was just going to say, we kind of play the happy medium with it. You know, we use it to our advantage as much as we could. And, you know, it's like I always say, or I said it before, it's kind of like back in the old days. You'd hit the towns and plaster the town with your flyers as many places as you could. It's kind of the same thing. You're flyering the world, in a sense. You know, at this point, you went from downtown to the world by having the internet at your, you know, disposal. So, I think it's definitely helped marketing that way. The other, I'm not so dependent on likes or to get likes and stuff like that, but I think a lot of people harp a lot of times a little too hard on likes and social media acceptance and stuff like that. So that's the cons of it. You know, people, I don't expect anybody and everybody to like the CD. So, you know, I always think bad press is better than no press, and to each his own. We just put out a great CD for us, metal CD, straightforward, in your face, get them, go home CD.
Have you ever been throughout your musical career, have you ever had any thoughts, you know, because we both know that it's a very tough business. It's a business that's extremely cutthroat, you know, at least from the people that I talk to, because I'm certainly not a musician by any means. But, you know, really today, you know, you're not making money off of albums. You're making money off of, you know, shows and merch. Do you think that with social media, digital downloads has hurt the industry?
Yeah, no, I think it totally has kind of devalued, you know, the craftsmanship or music. You know, I mean, there's a lot of tough, you know, energy and money spent on, you know, creating these songs and making them what they are and stuff. You know, I mean, I'm just as guilty. I mean, I'm sure there's CDs in my car that I have that are on a burn and, you know, doing that kind of stuff. But sure, I think that's where that's at.
The next track is the self-titled track to the album, The Aftermath of Lies. Now, I want to give my thoughts on that song. The Aftermath of Lies. We all do things in our lives, man, whether it's good or bad. There's going to be repercussions or an aftermath, especially with lies. You're going to catch hell for what you've done. Am I relatively close on the meaning of that song?
I believe you hit it on the head. I think it's, you know, it's like I said, it's being in a relationship with somebody and, you know, going, you know, through whatever it is you're going through and however it is you deal with it and stuff. And, you know, some heated times and, you know, things get said, things don't get said. You know, it's just one of those things. I think in the aftermath of all of that turmoil and stuff, you know, you've got, you know, the repercussions of dealing with the aftermath of all the lies that led up to it. You know what I mean? You hit it. I think you hit it right on.
Why don't we go ahead and let the listeners hear The Aftermath of Lies on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. With Brandon Lee, drummer of Tribulence. And dude, killer stuff, man. Killer, killer stuff.
I Thanks, like it. Brother. You know, I can never hear that enough.
It's guys like you and your band that need to be heard. I'm 50 years old, bro, and I'm still listening to the same stuff when I was 16 years old. you know?
Yeah, dude, I'm 44. I'm doing the same thing.
Not that's a bad thing now, so please don't misunderstand me. That need to be on a main stage. Again, the way stuff is today, I've got so many friends that are on record labels and not on record labels, and then there's all this craziness that goes on. And speaking of that, that was going to be my next question, so I might as well hit you now. Are you pursuing or looking for a record label, or what's going on? What's going on with Tribulence right now?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure we ever set out to look for one. We kind of took the approach, you know, like I said, the band's been around since 93, disbanded in 98. We got together in 2012. So, you know, there's a big gap there between, you know, albums and stuff like that. And I said, let's just do it. Let's do it the best we can. And, you know, let's see what happens. You know, let's ride it out and see how far we can take it. We're taking a go big or go home approach this time. You know, we're not young pups anymore. You know, we've been hit with a couple label interests. We've got some contracts on the table right now that our lawyers are checking out and looking over and stuff. You know, like I said, the CD is about to be released nationally May 5th. So we're kind of just weighing our options right now. Don't really want to jump out on anything too soon until the CD actually drops and see how it does in the international market.
So, the tracks that we are playing on this show, will this be the first time that you've actually heard what the album sounds like?
Yeah, actually, anybody that, you know, short of, you know, inside Tucson area here that's actually bought in a CD at local shows, we've had a CD release party and actually, you know, done a local release. But as far as a national release, anybody that, you know, doesn't have the CD, you know, or isn't or hasn't seen us live, yeah, anything that you're playing right now should relatively be fresh.
Very cool, brother. The next song I want to get into is Betray.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it just goes with the theme of the album. You know, I think it's a continuation of The Aftermath of Lies. You know, then you've got the betrayal that sets in. And, you know, I think I think Sal kind of painted a canvas somewhat in a concept sense as far as the way the album flows from beginning to end. So time and we took a lot of time kind of structuring the album. It's song placement wise, you know, to make sure it really flowed well from beginning to end.
Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Betray with Tribulence. Crank it up.
Betray the dreams that we desire, and so
another great song. Kick-ass job, brother. Brandon, what I want to do right now is I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go ahead and close the show out, okay? What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans when you pass on?
Oh, my God. Me personally, I'd like to leave a legacy of just being remembered and known as a great guy, a great father, a great husband, fantastic musician, you know, great friend, musicianship-wise. I like to do as much as I can and, you know, hope for the best, wish for the best. But, yeah, dude, I just, you know, just to be respected by everybody, and that's about it, man.
That's an awesome answer. Well, Brandon, I'm going to tell you what, brother. We're going to go ahead and close this show out. And I just want to say that I truly wish you guys the utmost success, man. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the main stage because you guys certainly deserve it. Tribulence is definitely a band to be reckoned with. And I sincerely wish you the best of luck, man.
Yeah, man. Jim, thanks a lot, man. Like I said, thanks for having me on the show, taking the opportunity, your time. You know, the promotion, the looking into the band, giving us a shout out, you know, giving us a listen, you know, and being into what we're doing and stuff. And we're hoping the album does really well. Hoping, you know, once it drops May 5th and, you know, everybody hears the whole thing. We definitely love the big stages. We perform better on big stages, I think. So if we can get on some big stages, that'd be nice, man. But until then, we're just going to keep doing what we do, you know, show after show. City after city, if we can. We're looking into a lot more shows. So, you know, hopefully we'll be out there in your area.
Awesome, man. I look forward to it. Well, there you have it. An interview with Brandon Lee, drummer of Tribulence. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we're going to close this show out with one more song off the album, The Aftermath of Lies. This one here is called Cause and Effect. Crank it up. Peace.
What did you try?